Imagine holding your smartphone, right? You're scrolling through messages, and then you just hand it over to a friend to show them a photo.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Exactly. But the second, like the exact millisecond, their finger touches the screen, the phone just locks.
Oh, wow.
No face scan, no password. It just instantly knows the person holding it isn't you, purely based on how they touch the glass.
Which is incredible.
It is. So welcome to this deep dive into a really fascinating new research paper on continuous touch biometrics. Our mission today is to understand the mechanics behind this new hybrid framework and how our phones can continuously verify our identity in real time.
Yeah, I mean, the shift from a one-time password to an ongoing security check, it's just a massive change in how we think about privacy.
Totally.
Because right now, security is basically a gate. You type a PAN, the gate opens and you're in.
Right, and then anyone can take the unlocked phone.
Exactly. But continuous touch biometrics, they passively monitor your swipe speed, your tap pressure, and, well, your finger placement the entire time you use the device.
So it's completely invisible to you, but highly sensitive to an imposter.
That's the idea, yeah.
But, okay, if the technology to invisibly secure our devices like this already exists, there has to be a reason it isn't just standard on every smartphone right now.
Well, yeah. The major roadblock keeping this off your phone right now is something called behavioral drift.
Behavioral drift.
Yeah. Because, humans aren't robots, right? And the way you interact with your device naturally changes. You might switch from typing with one hand to two hands, for example.
Or like getting a minor finger injury, I guess.
Right. Or even just the natural aging process, which, subtly alters your motor skills over time.
Okay, that makes sense. It actually makes me think of like breaking in a new pair of shoes.
Ooh, that's a good comparison.
Like on day one, your walking stride is super stiff because the leather is rigid. But over a few months, the shoe molds to your foot and your stride relaxes and changes slightly.
Yeah, exactly.
And if a security system only recognized that stiff day one walk, you'd eventually be locked out of your own building just because, well, your shoes became comfortable.
That is spot on. And the data in this research maps out exactly what happens if a security system ignores that changing stride.
Which I imagine isn't pretty.
No, it's not. Without a mechanism to account for behavioral drift, the researchers found that authentication accuracy dropped from like 90% all the way down to 50% over the course of just 100 days.
Wait, dropping to 50%, that basically makes the security system a coin toss after 3 months.
Literally a coin toss, yeah.
Well, that explains why companies haven't rolled this out. Users would be furious if they had to constantly retrain their phones every few months.
Right, people hate friction.
So if the system loses track of us that quickly, how do we teach the phone to adapt to our changing habits without those constant manual resets?
So the researchers solved this by developing a hybrid framework that actually combines two specific machine learning models to handle different parts of the problem.
Okay, and those are XGBoost and LSTM.
Exactly. They essentially split the incoming touch data into spatial features and temporal patterns.
Right, so the spatial features being, well, the physical force of your tap and the geometric direction of your swipe.
Yeah, exactly.
And XGBoost is essentially a highly efficient decision tree model, making it excellent at rapidly categorizing that kind of structured, immediate physical data.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
And then the temporal patterns, those are the rhythm of your typing or like the milliseconds of delay between your swipes.
Oh, got it. So that's where LSTM comes in.
Right. LSTM stands for long short-term memory. It's a type of model specifically designed to remember and analyze data that happens in a sequence.
Which is exactly what typing rhythm is.
Exactly.
But hold on, running two separate machine learning models that analyze every single swipe in real time, I mean, that sounds like it would kill a smartphone battery by noon.
Oh, completely. It would be a nightmare.
Right, like constantly updating that much data can't be practical for a normal user.
It wouldn't be, at least if the phone was retraining the models from scratch every single time you picked it up.
So how do they get around the battery drain?
Well, the researchers built in this behavior drift-aware updating mechanism.
Okay.
It uses statistical measures to constantly monitor those spatial and temporal features for tiny deviations.
So instead of a full retrain, it's just making lightweight incremental adjustments for minor routine changes.
Exactly. It only triggers a heavy, power-draining full retrain if a massive, substantial drift is detected.
Oh, wow. So by limiting the heavy lifting, it stays totally efficient.
Yes, and the paper actually notes that using this incremental update method kept authentication accuracy at 96.8%.
That is huge. And they also measure the equal error rate, right?
Yeah.
Which is essentially the sweet spot where a security system minimizes both false alarms and missed threats.
Yeah, and they found that it dropped by up to 36.8% compared to older baseline models.
That is incredible. It basically proves that long-term stable security is entirely achievable without constantly interrupting the user to re-enter a password.
Or re-scan their fingerprint every 5 minutes, yeah.
So for you listening, this means the future of your devices is pretty much frictionless.
Absolutely. Your phone security will quietly grow and adapt alongside your unique physical habits.
But consider this. If our devices are getting this exceptionally good at tracking microscopic, unconscious changes in our motor skills, touch rhythms, and reaction times over the years, what could those touch patterns eventually reveal about our physical or cognitive health as we age?
That is a wild thought.
I mean, your phone might notice your stride changing long before you do.